Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs pre-recording our Mishnah Yomi learning for Shabbat Tshuva, the day after Rosh Hashanah. Of course, if you're listening before Rosh Hashanah, do not forget your Erev Tavshilin, which we mentioned yesterday. We are in Bava Metzia, chapter 4, Mishnah Zayin, Ha'ona Arba Kesef. The amount of Ona is 4 silver ma coins, and of course that's out of a sela, which is 24, so it's 4 out of 24, 1/6. Just like we learned in Mishnah Gimel. So that's actually a review, but then since we're talking about silver coins, the Mishnah launches into a related topic. Vatana, and the legal claim, the lawsuit, shtei kesef. There's a minimum amount for the court to have jurisdiction of 2 kesef, 2 ma. Vahoda sheva pruta, but an admission could be even a pruta. Now, the admission we're talking about is a mode b'miktzat, a partial admission. So Reuven is suing Shimon. Reuven says, you owe me 2 silver. And if Shimon admits even to owing a pruta of that amount, then he has to make a shvua of mode b'miktzat, a shvua that he does not owe the rest. Since he's admitted owing part of it, he's not claiming it never happened. He's not claiming the transaction or the loan never existed. He says, yeah, I did owe you 2 silver, but I paid you everything except a pruta. Or he says, you know, I already paid you a pruta and I owe you some other amount. So they make Shimon make an oath, a shavua in court, that he does not owe any more money. That's to dissuade people from admitting partial liability and then failing to pay the rest, that when they actually owed a full liability. Now the Mishnah, since we're on the subject of prutot, says Hamesh Prutot Hen. There are 5 areas of halacha where a pruta is significant. And this is a really great concept when you're learning something and it reminds you of something else. It's a great opportunity to review. So here in the Mishnah and the Gemara, it's an opportunity to review some subjects that we've seen before that are related to pruta. So anytime it comes up in your learning, if there's something related, go ahead and explore all the related topics. Chamesh Prutot Hen, 5 areas in halacha, pruta comes up. Hoda Sheva Pruta, that's mode b'miksas, as we just explained. Ha'isha mitkadeshet b'sheva prute. A woman can get married through being given something worth a pruta. It doesn't have to be a ring. We talked about this in Kedushin. It has to have some value. Vanene b'shava pruta min a hektesh mal. We haven't got to this halacha yet. Someone who illegally enjoys from something that is owned by the temple or something that's an offering for the temple, if he enjoys a shava pruta equivalent, he has committed me'ila. Me'ila is misuse of holy items. And Me'ila has special halachot that we'll get into in great depth when we learn that Masechta much later. Hamotze Shava Pruta. Someone finds something that's lost that's worth a pruta, chayiv lahachriz. He should announce that he found an object. Now, he talked about that in the second chapter. This is when there has some siman, some sign on the object that would allow the real owner to claim it and return it. Of course, if it's just a penny found in the public highway, there's no real way to return that to the owner. And so it's not, there's no obligation to announce that you found the lost object. Hagozel et chavero sheva pruta v'nishba lo. Somebody steals from his friend. Maybe he's not such a great friend. Maybe he's becoming a friend again because he's doing tshuva. He stole a sheva pruta. It's not very much, not a big amount. V'nishba lo, but he made an oath that he did not steal, that he didn't owe him any money. So if he's made that oath already, he has a big problem. Yolecheinu acharav afilu lemadai. He has to go after the victim of the theft, even if that guy had moved to Madai, even if he's on a big business trip, and he has to go personally return it and apologize for stealing and then swearing falsely about owing the money. And that's a halacha that we learned back in Bava Kamma in chapter 9. Now onto Mishnah Het, which is also this really interesting concept and method for remembering and learning and reviewing your Torah. Since we talked about the 5 areas where Pruta is important, the Mishnah now mentions Hamisha Hamishin Hen. There are 5/5. Now you'll see that sometimes the penalty payment, if there's a liability, sometimes there's a penalty payment of 1/5, and that's a 1/5 milavar, so it's 1/5 of the total. So really, if the liability was 100, it's 25, and now the total is 125, so that penalty is 1/5 of the new total. So what are they? Ha'ochel truma. So a non-Kohen mistakenly eats truma, which belongs to the Kohanim. He has to pay back plus the chomesh. Utrumat Meiser, or also Trumat Meiser, that's what a Levi gives from the first tithe to the Kohen. So a regular Yisrael takes 2%, gives it to the Kohen, then takes 10% of the remainder, gives it to a Levi. And from that, the Levi actually gives 10% of that 10% to the Kohen. So now the Kohen ends up with 3%. Pretty good. Trumat Meiser shall demai. Now demai, we had a whole masechta about. The situation was the people who were not very well learned, they didn't learn Mishneh Yomi, they weren't so familiar with tithing, so we weren't really sure if they took all the tithes. Now, they did a survey, a census, we knew they took Truma. Truma has mitzvah b'dei shemayim, it's very scary, everyone was careful with Truma, but Meiser and Trumat Meiser, not everyone was careful with. So also the Trumat Meiser should go to a Kohen, and it's a form of Truma, so if somebody eats it, they also add the Chomesh. V'achala, chala is not what we eat, it's what we separate out of a dough that we need to give to the Kohen. So the bread we eat on Shabbos and Yontov, it's called challah because usually for Shabbat and Yom Tov, you're baking enough dough to have to give challah to the Kohanim. We don't do this anymore because everyone has impurity. But back then, it was a form of truma given to the Kohen. So again, like truma, if somebody eats it and they weren't entitled to eat it, they weren't in the household of the Kohen or the Kohen himself, then they would add a chomesh when they pay back. A bikurim, the first fruits, are compared to truma also. Mosif chomesh. In all these cases, they add a 1/5 penalty payment, basically, to the amount that they're paying back. The hapode, one who redeems, neta revai, the fourth year fruits. Now, the first 3 years after you plant a tree or a vineyard, it's orla, and it can't be used at all. But the fourth year fruit, it's kind of like Meiser Sheni. So if you're redeeming it onto money of your own fourth year tree or vine fruit, then you would add a chomesh. Meiser Sheni Shalo, and also if he's redeeming his own Meiser Sheni, like we mentioned, he's schlepping, 100 tons of watermelons to Yerushalayim is not feasible, so he'll redeem some of it onto coins and spend the coins in Yerushalayim on Basar and Yain and whatever he needs for the holiday. Mosif Chomesh. There too, they add a Chomesh. Hapode et Hekdesho, Mosif Chomesh. Somebody redeems his own Hekdesh. He donated something to the temple, maybe it was a Rolls Royce. The temple could sell it, use the money for upkeep and karbanot and everything. So he wants to buy it back. He changes his mind. If he's buying back something he donated himself, he adds a chomesh. Somebody who derived benefit of a pruta from something that was a hektish item has to pay back the value of his benefit plus 1/5. That's the me'ila we mentioned. Someone stole even a pruta, a small amount from his friend, v'nishbalo, but then he added insult to injury by swearing falsely, he didn't owe anything, mosiv chomesh. He has to add a chomesh, 1/5, when he returns the money he owed. Tiskulik le mitzvot, gemar chatima tova, gemar chesima tova.